Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and you have joined us on Yaquina Bay Communications. You may be listening to us on KBCH Lincoln City or KWDP Walport or Heritage Radio here, KNPT in Newport, Oregon. We thank you for joining us today. This is a program where we talk about news events and we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government, and I like to say that's a pretty big color palette. With us today, Rob Thomas, Lincoln County Assessor. Good morning, Rob.
Oh, good morning, Casey. I'm happy to be here, and it looks like you're ready to go.
Well, I've got a lot of support documentation here, and I have to say, though, when I got somebody like you on the show, you're all the support I need.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or something else, but I'm going to take it as a compliment.
It is a compliment indeed, Rob. One of the smartest people I know, and I do have to say, I get to see you work your magic in Toastmasters on Tuesday mornings, and it's always quite a good time having you a part of that group. So.
Oh, you mean Toastmasters on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. in the Lincoln County Courthouse downstairs, entering through the east door? Is that what you're talking
That's
about?
That's correct. And if anybody's interested, they should know.
Oh, it's open to everyone?
That's right.
Good. I think I'll come next Tuesday morning.
And I believe you will be there schooling us on the art and skill of public speaking, which, you know, your type of personality, one might not realize just how good you are in this area because you're just such a laid-back personality. But I got to tell you, you really understand the art of skill of public speaking if anybody does. So, but let's not talk about that, Rob, or maybe touch on it later. Let's talk about assessment. Is it the type of thing that gets people excited when you're at a dinner party in the holidays?
That's the experience that I've typically had. Folks seem to get a little head up about assessment and taxation issues on occasion, but not always, and the current system we have seems to have settled them down a little bit compared to, say, 15 or 20 years ago when there were significant changes up and down in the assessed values of properties. But with the new systems, measures 5 and 50 that came in here a dozen years ago, things have settled down somewhat now.
Well, let's take a quote straight out of the Oregonian here, and it says, "If you like to criticize things, you can't help falling in love with Oregon's property tax system. It's complicated. It creates and perpetuates inequities. It's squeezing local governments through compression. It even allows voters to impose taxes on others that they won't have to pay themselves." And that's quite a way to enter an article here. But really, there's some truth to the matter.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a lot of inequity in the current system. That is to say that similar folks with the similar types of properties and similar values could be paying different taxes depending upon the history of those particular properties, when they were built, what kinds of appeals they might have been through, and what kinds of additions or changes they might have made over time. So even though there's a lot of inequities built into the systems, it seems like the amount of appeals we have now compared to prior to these two measures is a lot less.
When you try to explain assessment to individuals, do we fall in two parties? Do we fall in the party of those of us who don't own property or may not have a business to be assessed and those that do? I mean, does it really create that much of awareness between one individual and another that this is at the core of where a lot of the revenues come from?
Well, everybody who lives here pays taxes either directly or indirectly, unless, of course, you live under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Most folks don't. So renters are aware that they're paying taxes through their rent. However, I would say we almost never see them, and in fact, yeah, they wouldn't really have a good place complaining about the system because they're not personally aggrieved, which means they don't really have the ability to appeal any of the values. So property owners are the ones that I would meet 99% of the time.
Well, we're talking to Assessor Rob Thomas. You are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to dive further into assessment in Lincoln County. Just be back in a moment.
Hey, this is Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
Hello.
And this is Beefy.
You know what, Beefy? I don't mean to jinx us, but I think that summer might finally have got here.
I think you're right, Captain. And we have lots of stuff to help make your summertime fun. We got planter barrels, water barrels, burn barrels, wheelbarrows, lawn garden tools, railroad ties, blocks, fencing, decking, and holy shnikes, Captain! Is that popcorn I smell?
Well, you bet it is, Beefy. Just another reason for you to stop on by and let us help you kickstart your summer.
Oh, yeah. Summer's hoppin' at Lincoln County's oldest locally owned building supply store, Barrelhead Building Supply in South Beach. Summer building materials from local people you know and trust.
Oh, yeah, that's us. We're Barrelhead Building Supply, 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road in South Beach. So come on by and we'll help you
get her done.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
We're back with Lincoln County Connections, connecting news, people, and events, all about Lincoln County government here on the Quinnebay Communications. If you missed the program and want to listen to it at a later date, like all programs brought to you here by Quinnebay Communications, you can download them as a podcast on the website. I just recommend putting in KNPT or Kite FM and Google. Also on Lincoln County's homepages, we archive the programs there as well, so at any point in time, you can come back and hear these great conversations with people like Assessor Rob Thomas, whom we're talking to today about assessment. Rob, maybe we could do a quick background about you and also maybe about your staff, the team of people that are working at Lincoln County in the Assessor's Department, because anytime I head up to your offices, there are always people in looking at maps, asking questions. You're very busy on the front end of the public, definitely. But as far as you and your history is concerned, how long have you been Lincoln County's assessor?
I am currently in my fourth term. However, I started to work there actually back in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around and got a good look at, as you say, the back end of the place for quite a while before I became the assessor. And we had a great team, and we still have a great team, even though it's a little thinner than it used to be. I think back in 1984, we had a total of 34 people in the office. Today, we're at 20, and we have about 10 or 15,000 more accounts than we did then. So things have changed a lot. To the plus side, we've had a lot more help with our computer system, so it's made it a little bit easier to keep track of all the assessment information that we need to. But thank goodness for my staff. If it wasn't for them, I certainly would have to work a lot harder than I do now. That's for darn sure.
When your team goes out into the field and looks at properties, and of course we have to say too that there are also business assessments on properties. They are out in the field year-round. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, we have regular cycles. We do a cycle of reappraisal where we go out and inspect properties just as a general way to keep up with values. And secondly, we have a cycle where we go out every year and look for changes in properties, new things, additions and new homes and so on. And on top of all that, we also do a statistical analysis of all the sales in the county every year to make sure that different types of property classes are assessed as close to, well, not assessed. We keep care of two things, one market value and one assessed value, and they're not always the same. In fact, typically they're not the same. But we do have to keep care of market value because if it falls below current assessed value, then the lower of the two would become the assessed value. And that's why it's so important for us to do this work.
So would you say there are you know, over 60,000 accounts, over 100,000? I mean, how many accounts are there, literally, that are assessed? And I say accounts, for lack of a better description, maybe property would be better said.
Well, right, and it is accounts. And that's actually a more technical question than you might think. Right now, we've got in the neighborhood of 50,000 taxable accounts. However, mm-hmm. there are many, many accounts that we don't tax, exemptions and other kinds of accounts. So we would have over 60,000 total accounts to keep care of, even though we only assess about 50,000 of them.
That's a lot of information, Rob.
That's lots of stuff to keep looking after, yes.
And that's where probably computer automation and software has helped.
Oh, we're lucky indeed. It would certainly take a larger staff than I have now to keep track of it if we didn't have those computers to enter that information in.
We're talking to Rob Thomas. He is the Lincoln County Assessor. We do have plenty more time left, Rob. Maybe we can even get into your history at sailing, but probably not. We'll keep it with assessment. You are listening to Lincoln County Connections on Yquinaba Communications. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Painting your home or business is like giving it a fresh coat of paint. There's not a better time of the year than August to brighten every home, every business in North Lincoln County. There's also not a better place to buy paint than Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. They offer a wide selection of high-quality Royal paint. Royal paint starts at just $23.99 a gallon. No matter if you're painting the family room or the entire house inside and out, buy Royal paint from Mills Ace Hardware North and South in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place.
Kohl's Cares and TED Ed are looking for lessons worth sharing and the people who teach them. Nominate your favorite educator's lesson that has the power to inspire learning at facebook.com/Kohl's. 18 selected educators will have their lessons transformed into animated videos and posted on the TED-Ed site. You and your nominee will also receive a $100 Kohl's gift card, so it's truly a rewarding experience for everyone involved.
No purchase necessary. Subject to complete official rules. Available at facebook.com/Kohl's.
An all-new season of The Incredible Dr. Pohl premieres Saturday, August 25th at 10 on Nat Geo Wild.
Back with Lincoln County Connections, I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we are talking to Rob Thomas. He is the Lincoln County Assessor. I'm going to have to stretch here, Rob, to find my paperwork and still stay on the mic. And taking a look at the assessor's website, some unique tools that are available there to the public. And, of course, we'd mentioned before that we see a lot of people at the front end at your offices. Typically, those folks are coming in to get things like maps. But a lot of this information is also available through the website as well. Are folks still learning about the quick search function on the assessor web pages?
Yes, but it's been there a few years now, so most folks kind of know how to use it. But it's still a very handy tool. So most of the work that, say, realtors need to do, they can probably do online now. But one thing to remember, quick search is it's a small database for searching out property and assessment information, but it's only updated once a year. And the reason for that is that there's only one small point during the year where all of the values for that year are certified. And the second that happens, the tax collector prepares the tax bills for that year and sends them out. And then the assessor's office, my office, immediately starts preparing for the next year's roll, which means there's going to be changes all over the place on different mm-hmm. accounts, which means that value won't be that year's assessed value. It will be the beginning of the preparation for the next tax year. So again, we only update quick search once a year to put that year's certified value in it.
Got you. So listeners might be aware that at certain points in the year, really, you may want to check with the assessor right at the offices at the county and see if there's more up-to-date information.
Right. One other thing, I guess, that I like to see on our website is the appeals tab there. That gives a lot of really great information about what, when, where, how to appeal, the forms to make an appeal, and some great information that might save you some time if you take a peek at it before you decide to make your appeal.
There's also a link there to a video with you, but also a link to Tom Linares, and he was at a conference a couple of years ago, which you asked me to come and video his presentation. He kind of gave us a history of Majors 50 and 47. And like you had said about the Oregonian article, there are obvious inequities with the system, but that yet there are stabilities brought by the system as well. And the little trade-off there, it seems that the public has ultimately preferred the stability. Can you talk about that?
Oh, sure, Casey. Yeah, and again, this is going to be off the article in my opinion, but I think that it's probably going to be shared by most folks, including Tom Linares, who is who they interviewed to make this article. Tom is a former Columbia County assessor, and he is currently the director of the TSCC, which is a unique organization located in Multnomah County for Multnomah County taxing districts only, set up by the legislature a number of years ago. And I wish all counties had that. It would be great, because they provide information about budgeting processes and so on for the various levying authorities. We don't have that, but I digress. Let's get back to then our system, and why are people more satisfied with it now than they were, even though there's a lot of built-in inequities? That has to do with stability. So in economics, you will see that no one likes to take any risk unless they can predict the future. That's really how economics work. If you're not sure what the future is going to bring, you're just not going to take a chance. You're not going to put your money out there. You're not going to buy a property unless you think the market's going up, for instance. Well, the same thing is true for assessment and taxation. If you know what your taxes are going to be next year, you're not going to have any surprises. You have time to prepare for that. It's when you get your tax bill and you find that there's a huge difference in the amount of taxes, you don't have any time to prepare for that or save the money. And that's where the trouble comes in. When it's a surprise and it's something you didn't prepare for, then it's upsetting. Never mind that your neighbor pays more or less than you do. You're more concerned and focused on what your tax bill is going to be. And when you know what it's going to be, it's not a surprise and you're just not as upset about it.
How bipolar were the swings prior to 97?
Oh, my goodness. We had, prior to that time, we assessed based on market value, direct market value. And as you know, market value was going up significantly in a number of those years. And sometimes we wouldn't have enough sales to increase the value very much. And then the following year, we would have a lot of sales and we caught up altogether. And sometimes your assessed value could go up 20% and more, which had a direct effect on how much taxes you had to pay. And the problem was people weren't prepared for that. They knew what they had paid the year before and didn't realize they were going to have to save even more for the next year to pay their taxes. And that can be very upsetting, and that can foul up your personal economics.
Well, and maybe we could give people that quick overview again. Real market value, assessed market value. The stability means a 3% stability.
Yes, stability, again, is incredibly important. It keeps people from being surprised. It lets them plan their lives in an orderly manner. And for whatever reason, people are more satisfied. The proof of the pudding is that the percentage of accounts that are appealed each year has gone down significantly. So there's no doubt that we're not just guessing. I mean, it's certain.
You know, before the stability and the system normalized things, what was it like back at the office?
Oh, gosh. Some years we would have folks lined up at the counter on out into the hall and all the way down the hall waiting their turn to discuss with us what happened to their assessed value, why it increased, why their taxes increased. Now we certainly still have curious people, but we never have a line that long or anywhere near that long anymore. It's a little more orderly, and the emotions aren't quite as intense as they were before.
Well, folks still have a mechanism, even if they don't feel things are right, and that is the Board of Property Tax Appeals. And I think it's something that you have said in the past that is a very fair system and an open system.
Right. It's a system that whose members are appointed right out of the public, so they're not... And it's overseen by the county clerk's office, so they're not affiliated with our office, and you have the opportunity, in a way, to present your information to a group of citizens who can look and see whether or not you have a legitimate complaint. And we do resolve a lot of those at the board level. Not everybody gets everything they want, but it's a pretty darn good system.
And where does that process begin for somebody, just by simply filling out the application and submitting it to the clerk's office?
Correct. You can get those applications at the clerk's office. Not yet, because the tax statements haven't gone out yet. And we'll be sending them out somewhere around October the 25th. After you get your statement, if you don't agree with it, then you can go to the clerk's office and get the form, fill it out, and turn it in there. They will make an appointment for you to come and present your case before the Board of Property Tax Appeals.
So, in case anyone's wondering, if they happen to see an assessor walking around, jotting notes down in or around their properties, you know, please come and talk to this individual. I talked to the assessor last time he was near our home, and they were very approachable.
I hope so. They're no different than any other citizen. They have no special rights or anything. They would come to your door and ask to see your property. And if you didn't want them to, you could ask them to leave. And that's not going to be a problem. Unfortunately, they still have to do their job, which means that if they didn't see it, they're going to have to estimate what it was. But they do that every day, so it's not a big problem. Again, they're just people like anybody else on the street.
Rom, any final thoughts about things that are on the horizon coming out of assessment that folks can look to in the coming months or coming years?
Well, I guess things are not of interest to the public directly, but indirectly they are, and that is, as you well know, budgets are getting extraordinarily tight because mm-hmm. of the ratcheting down of the forced payments, among other things. And as a result, assessment and taxation activities are also getting scrunched, and so they're looking for ways to fund those systems. So I think you're going to see, not only in the Oregonian, but in other papers, articles about what the legislature is considering for ways to fund the system, because if you don't continue assessment and taxation, then all of the levying authorities, including the library and the school and the port and the hospital and so on, are going to be shortchanged on the amount of taxes they should be getting if I don't do my job.
Well, Rob Thomas, Lincoln County Assessor, thanks for coming on the program today.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
And thanks for listening today.